The following program was produced by an independent community producer. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the ECAT staff or board of directors.
There's a girl, she's a star. She's got style, Steffi Star. You see her face around the town. She's popular, Steffi Star.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Weinstein.
And I'm Meredith Keach.
I'm so excited.
Hello?
Sorry.
These are our esteemed guests.
Yes.
Alexa Weinstein and Brooke and Bernoni.
Members of Weinstein Keach.
We are excited, but we're also a little bit exhausted because we're here for a recap of Brewery Bingo, Weinstein Keach fundraiser for St. Jude's Hospital. Children's Research Hospital.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I have no eye makeup on today because it was just too much to put on after the big event.
Do we want to start with complaints?
Yes. My voice, I have no voice. I'll be speaking minimally today.
Meanwhile,
yeah, thank God. Lucky for all of that much. And I'm surprised your voice is like this.
I was mingling.
I'm in a full face of makeup post event. This is unlike me. I'm never in a full face.
You look stunning.
Wow.
Alexa, you legit have a vocal nodule issue that you need to go to the ENT.
I know.
Complaints? Do you have complaints you'd like to get off your chest before we get started?
I have too many, so it's not worth it.
Okay.
I have a few.
Brookie, do you have any good ones?
Yeah. I think that first and foremost, people are hungry. They want to eat.
I already ate breakfast and lunch.
So did I.
I didn't have lunch yet.
Well, no. I meant like, are we debriefing on the event or are we complaining about our lives?
We're just complaining about our lives right now.
And then we'll launch in. Yeah, okay. Stephanie likes to complain and get it off her chest.
She came out of the car and said, I had two hard-boiled eggs. I wish it was a turkey sandwich.
Oh, yeah, that is my complaint.
Well, what? I was hungry this morning.
So was I.
Me too. I made a full breakfast.
We didn't eat last night.
Brookie, you should
go to White's Bakery after this and go get the turkey on the egg roll with avocado.
It is the
most delicious sandwich.
I had my lunch. I had two hard-boiled eggs.
I can't see Brooke.
Oh. Yeah, I had my two hard-boiled eggs, so I think I gotta just push through and wait till dinner. I'll get the turkey sandwich tomorrow. Actually, I'll get the turkey sandwich Friday after my closing.
Ah, muzzle.
Will you get the pasta salad with it?
Maybe.
Or a chip.
I'm on a diet.
Oh. So maybe just a
sandwich. But I'm trying to make it a lifestyle change, so I don't want to restrict myself. So I'll get it on Friday. I'm excited to eat my sandwich and pasta salad on Friday.
Yeah.
How delicious.
Delay, don't deny.
Right.
Oh, I love it, Mayor. Delay, don't deny.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
It's not mine. I am copying someone, but that's what they say.
Oh, wonderful.
Anyway, okay, so let's start from the beginning, ladies. Tell us, let's go back 3 years and tell us where it all began. Why did you decide to partner with St. Jude's Hospital, and how did you come up with your venue, and how did you, where did the brain to start this magnificent event begin?
I think it goes before that, and I know this might sound corny, but it started in Hebrew High.
Yes,
it did.
We went to Hebrew High in Brockton, Temple Beth Emunah, and we would go to the homeless shelter every other week
on Tuesdays,
okay. So the mothers could go run their errands.
Says I don't think they were running errands, were they?
Well,
I think they were there. So but they were cooking and
you
cleaning.
You were babysitting?
Right.
Pretty much. For them to doing be able crafts to... with the kids.
Got it.
We like fell in love. We loved it.
The Evelyn House.
Yes. In Stoughton.
In Stoughton.
Nice.
Is where we went.
Yep. And then...
And basically, you know, it wasn't a traditional Hebrew high. It was to basically, you know, have goodwill and tzedakah and essentially give back, right? So we've built this foundation of giving back. And, you know, in our young adult life, we wanted to continue that and find a way. And we felt it was right to create something that was centered around children. Mm-hmm. And Coldwell Banker has a massive partnership with St. Jude's. And, you know, every child deserves a home, whether they're sick or they're not sick. So, you know, everything just kind of aligned together beautifully with the children and working in real estate and finding something that we can, you know, give back and do.
Yep.
For those of you who don't know what Hebrew High is, both of these girls had fabulous bat mitzvahs and decided to continue their Hebrew education after their bat mitzvah, which is very unusual because most children quit Hebrew school.
So do you take it in order, you take these classes, so in Catholicism you would, they call it CCD, and you have to go, you have to do CCD once a week, and you learn the religion background.
We learned nothing.
Yeah, we
No, it was just to go hang out. There'd be like snacks.
Yeah, but
we'd hang out in Chicago. We'd hang out in Franny's office.
But what I'm saying is, what's the point of the Hebrew High? Yeah,
it's just to continue on, and it's a different
it's a different angle of, you're not learning sitting, Judaism.
You're not sitting in the classroom.
And did they do it in order to get a bat mitzvah?
No, they've already, this was they were already bat mitzvah.
And like, then you do Hebrew High after you
get a bat mitzvah. This was like 15 to 18.
Okay.
Right.
And it did look good on a college application.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
But it was just like a fun thing we could, you know, hang out with our other friends.
Well, you went to the homeless shelter. I feel like every other week you did something.
We would like kind of learn.
I think it was more like supposed to be like community building. And like on the Tuesday, we didn't go to the homeless shelter. I think we were all just kind of like hanging out, but we were supposed to essentially like get in touch with our like religious side together. You know, we would have something that we would talk about.
But again,
about
we would hang out in Franny's office and eat the snacks.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great thing that we did it.
So it was every other week social event.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Every other week social event, every other week at the Evelyn House.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But we loved going to
the But you were touched by the Evelyn House.
Yes.
Truly.
Got it.
Yep.
So What was it about the Evelyn House that you found a connection to?
Well, you know how much I love children.
Yeah.
So I love kids.
I love the kids. And I just felt like we were making a difference, even just doing arts and crafts with them. The kids were like so excited. The parents were so excited.
They loved it.
It was just, it was a good way to help our community. And like, even just like put a smile on their faces.
Right.
It you got to go play joy. With kids.
Yep. And then we would bring them gifts, and it was like the cutest thing ever.
Around the holidays.
Like around the holidays. It was just a great experience for
us. It really was.
So we were talking about that, and we were like, how can we do something?
How?
How can we give back again? Because I feel like the holidays, everyone's like, me. Mothers, what are you whispering about?
Your vantage point might be different.
What are you talking about?
Mothers do
like,
this.
What are you whispering
about? They say, this isn't true, because they remember it differently.
Like, I remember it differently.
What are you?
How the fundraiser got started.
No, that's...
Okay, so what?
We'll talk after the show.
Well, no. I mean, we wanted to do something for our team to give back. Right. And the foundation started.
Like, why?
Well, I think
we did want to throw a party.
But
100%.
Yes.
For a good cause.
I think Stephanie's point is right. But it's also when you say, I want to create an event, right? So you have a team of people who can do something, right? Having events in any business is positive. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with, hey, I'm wearing my hat. I wore it last night. But you say, I want to have an event. But why did you pick St. Jude's? And this is why. You could have picked an animal hospital. You could have picked, you know, God knows what cause.
Yeah.
And that's what I find fascinating is that you had this experience, which I didn't even know about.
What? Mom, just say it. Like, if you're going to giggle, like.
And you're trying to take the microphone, so we'll talk about her.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We did your complaints and you passed. So
Mother,
what would you like to talk about?
It's okay. We'll continue.
Well, now I want to know what you were thinking.
Yeah, me as well.
And I'm starting to sweat.
Well.
Are you going to hijack it again?
You're taking a spotlight.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
You did nothing for this event.
I know. Okay, so, this is how I remember from the very beginning.
I would like to hear Stephanie's
version. We were just cute little Team Weinstein, and we said we wanted to do an event, and I was thinking of who it would be good to partner up with. And so I found that Cole Baker was partnered with St. Jude's. So then we said St. Jude's. And then you girls did everything.
Right.
That's essentially what we said.
Wait, I think we
That's
just said
the same
that,
thing.
That's literally what
that.
We just said.
Stephanie just wanted the praise that she figured
totally
out about
did.
The partnership.
She did. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure Brooke figured that out.
You guys had the focus of the conversation,
and
she didn't like it.
100%.
Mother's getting it. Can we turn her microphone off?
Yeah.
Please.
Shut Adam, her down. Thank you. Shut her down.
She just wanted some sort of recognition.
I'm sorry. It's I can't giving, tell a lie.
Meredith, it's giving.
There's no what. You didn't change anything of what they said.
It's giving narcissistic.
You didn't change anything.
It really is.
Irene.
Anyway, back to you, Alexa.
Back to
okay,
girls.
Well, Mother did.
Our guest.
They will give you a little credit. You did. You found out that we partnered. Well, we were like, you know what? Perfect, because St. Jude's is a great organization.
And then Auntie Benny and I said, we can't do anything.
No.
Right. Because we're not good. And Brooke and Alexa took it from that day one.
I will say.
And made it into what it was that first year.
She has to do
okay,
it.
Okay. Anyways, I will say, though, people love this organization because they essentially give 100% to the children.
Well, right? That's so, the other thing.
Like Susan G. Coleman, they give like 20 not, cents over
let's
the,
not bash
no,
other
we're not
organizations.
Bashing any organization.
I'm not bashing, I'm
but
just saying.
The point is, and that is the point.
Right.
Everyone There's, loves St. Jude's.
Yes. It's a beautiful organization.
Yeah. And it works
for children
perfectly.
Who
I
right,
have to turn the volume
need.
Down.
Why?
You guys are so loud.
Imagine this. Well,
the Jews have to scream over each other.
I know. Hence, fighting for a word.
Hence, why I have no voice.
So you guys had a volunteer initiative when you were in your teen years.
Yes.
Correct. And so you liked the idea of St. Jude's, regardless of whose brainchild it was.
Yeah,
to
that's so funny.
Partner. And so moving forward from there, you say, okay, we're going to do an event.
Correct.
How did you end at your location?
Okay, so I think it goes back a little deeper of like what the idea was before we even settled on the location.
Excuse me.
Oh my God.
Do you want me to
Tell
interview
us.
You?
No.
Tell us.
Was it Kimmy and Bernoni was involved in this as well?
Mother was involved.
She said call Frank Altieri.
But yeah, I had nothing to do with the location.
The idea came from, I was out on a Thursday like in Dorchester with friends having lunch or dinner. And all of a sudden this guy started coming around handing out bingo cards. And I was like, what is this? And I was like, oh, this is actually really fun.
Oh, I forgot.
Remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was like, I didn't go to play. I just happened to be there the night it happened. And I said, wow, this is something that, you know, gives an activity but also provides fun music for a big crowd. Mm. And it's almost like killing two birds with one stone. You don't have to come up with an activity and have music. It's all in one. And then we said, oh, ding, ding, ding. I think actually Mother said, let's do it at the brewery. I said, okay, brewery bingo.
Yep,
it just rolls.
Done. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's how it all happened.
Yeah. Kimmy was like our
consult.
Yeah.
Consultant.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah.
I mean, she's, yes.
But
she'll
it's
always
just,
be my consultant.
It's just
that's
crazy
for sure.
That the first year we raised $5,000 and we thought, I mean, not
we
diminishing
for
it,
joy.
But we were like, that is so, like, we raised $5,000.
Yes.
The next year.
Wait a minute. Yeah, but that first year we raised $5,000. We're like, we need to have our photo taken with the
press
president
release.
Of the company.
Yeah.
Right.
We raised $5,000.
Meanwhile.
Unfortunately, Pauline couldn't make it. She was busy. So
she had something going on.
Angela came.
She's, we love Ange.
We love Ange.
We love Angela. Oh, no. Angela couldn't come either.
No, we had. It was Jill.
It was Jill.
Oh, you're right.
It was Jill.
Angela came the second year.
Yeah, Jill said, sorry, you'll have to have me.
We have a fine
with
that.
Anywho.
Yeah. And so.
Anywho, so the next year, we kind of kicked it in gear a little bit
Nobody
more.
Even spoke about my absence at the first
I get a phone
now,
call.
Wait a minute. I have to go back to the first event. Honestly, Brooke really. Alexa, you were helpful.
No, Alexa did a lot.
And Kimmy, well, but
Brooke
really
the
took
whole,
the reins as soon as we, from day one. And all of a sudden, the day of the event, we got a screaming phone call.
I thought someone had passed away.
We thought, we didn't know what happened. Brooke and Bernoni came down.
With COVID.
With COVID.
19.
She could not make the event after all
Screaming.
The work she had done.
I wasn't even there.
She wasn't
Just
even
see
there.
The fruits of
thing,
my labor.
The poor thing couldn't even go.
So now hysterical. It was me, Alexa, Auntie Benny, and Mrs. Imbrononi to hold down the fort.
Yeah, and Brookie was at home. She was doing all the admin
Wait,
stuff.
Didn't we have you on FaceTime?
Yeah.
Just for a brief minute, yeah.
Yeah.
I did. I was laid up in bed because I had COVID, and I was absolutely devastated. But,
I know.
I mean,
but you know
was,
what? It worked. It also worked out. You did all the Venmo stuff from home.
I was living.
You did all the admin stuff.
And then honestly, after that, I was like, I have been washing my hands. I do that normally, but like excessively taking elderberry, vitamins, everything. I'm like, I am not getting sick. I need to be present at this event.
Yes.
I will not let anyone.
What is that? Oh my God, they're drilling in the room over.
I mean, don't they know that we're here?
Don't they know that there's celebrities in this room?
I thought a motorcycle was coming through the hallways.
Anyways, so yes, I didn't happen to be there for the first year. But, you know,
somehow, some way, we managed to get through that first year.
Second year rolls around.
I think we got a little bit of a bigger sponsorship.
Wait, did we?
This was our
we were merged.
Yes.
This was our hard launch.
We merged, but we just attended the Keach
there
contingent.
Wasn't, yeah.
Because you right. guys, it was your thing. And, you know, we didn't have the
drilling.
Yeah. We didn't have it.
I can't hear
it. That was the first one I attended.
Adam's
texting. I don't know why. I'm sure I had a conflict the first year.
Well, you know,
Meredith. No, Mayor, you were there. You won the scratch ticket.
You were there the first year.
You were there.
Oh, I was?
You were in a big... I remember you were in a long fur coat.
Lainey won the...
That was second year.
Oh, that was second.
Meredith, you were there in your fur coat.
Okay. Meredith, you came and you were very generous.
I don't even remember. Okay.
So,
second year.
Second year, we got some more sponsorships. We were merged with KRG, Keach Realty Group. So we did have a bigger team.
We had more support.
Yep. So we doubled that. We raised $10,000, which we were
like. What did you do different in your, double from your first year to your second? Well, what did you do different?
I think that we had
sponsorships.
We had people reach out to us asking, how can we help? And, you know, they wanted to give a monetary donation. So we had, you know, partners like,
our fathers who both own companies.
And
small business owners.
Vieira last year was. You know, there's just other people came to us and they wanted to be a part of it. So that's where we kind of got.
I will say Meredith K. Keach, another genius move was, okay, so if someone can't attend, how can they buy tickets?
Right.
Right.
That was because we raised $1,000 in premiums before we even started
before
last
we
year
even got there.
Because of Meredith K. Keach.
Correct. It was so brilliant.
So that was another huge thing because
we learned something new every year.
Because not everyone can come to East. You know, some people live in the city. They can't come.
Right.
They have kids. But what if they can
for the third year? I mean, wow, look how we've grown.
I mean, so shout out to Samantha Godfrey. That's the second one.
All right, so we went 5,000 the first year, 10,000 the second year.
Yep.
Now we come to year three. Yep. I literally did nothing.
No, you donated beautiful raffles.
You did stuff. Number one, it's your name on there.
And
you donated a ton of money for the raffles.
Yes.
And your social media was on point.
But that's honestly what we wanted.
You're right.
That's what we needed from her.
You're the team lead.
Right. She's like, I don't want to like do any of the...
She's not
going to
micromanage you.
No.
She's not going to come in and pretend she's an admin, which
she's
not.
Besides,
right?
No.
You brought your power, and that's what you did.
Right.
You're
totally.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
But Brooke... So Brooke and I are usually the forefront run, you know.
We're the leaders of this event.
It is your event.
It is.
Your gig.
But you know what?
You can feel confident in owning that.
Yes.
Thank you, Mayor.
But I will say Sam
totally stepped up this year.
Just stepped up. Without even asking her.
So Sam's strength in one of Sam's big superpowers, in my opinion, is creating processes.
Mm.
Right? So she can kind of look at something and say, I think if you do it this way, and then it seems to run a little smoother.
Right.
Yep. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
She is just the most.
She can add a process.
She's so organized.
Yeah,
and just
she totally is.
Business driven like you.
Well, and you know, I think that it was just great to have her to have, you know, step up and say, I want to help. What can I do? And, you know, I can delegate and help and do things. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like when you see there's a need for something and you just take action on it without even, you know, having someone, you know, be told what to do, that proves the, you know, quality, I guess, of the person, right?
Yeah.
She didn't need to be told
what
to do.
She didn't even ask. She was like, I'm doing this.
Right. Well, she attended the year before. And probably watched and in her brain was like, okay, if they implement something this or move something around or change this,
There was some flaws last year.
Well, there's flaws every year.
There is, right? I mean, I had recommendations right afterwards. Yep. My number one was you've hired a professional with a microphone.
Use them.
Scenes, get the hell off
Alexa,
the microphone.
Stephanie, stay off the microphone.
I mean, there's one thing to jump on, you know, here and there like you did at this time, but right, like...
Oh, it was so
his voice
much
is you're paying for his voice and his ability to be able to command the room.
Yes. Right.
We don't need us. Yeah.
And
I still did take the microphone.
Yeah, right? That's fine. Well, you that know, was
and
cute.
It was good. It yeah, was perfect.
I think you did a good job.
Yeah, yeah. It was wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think and that, so, yeah. So from year two to year three, what did you do right and what did you do wrong and what would you do different?
Well, so I love the sheets of tickets that we did where you didn't have to write your name. You just kept.
Correct.
That was so much.
For the raffle.
The second year we had another thing Meredith did not like. We had right. people write Meredith Keach, Meredith Keach, Meredith Keach.
Right.
And Meredith's like, okay, well, what if I buy? Really? I had to sit there and write my name. And I'm like, you're so right. Times? Why right. should? That's obnoxious. Right. So this year we stepped that up with the sheets of tickets. You just yep. hold one. Everyone's the same. It's the same exact number.
For 10.
Call it a day. Done.
It was.
That yeah. was life changing.
I think there was a little snafu with like the whole writing your name down because so many people wanted to buy raffles and it was getting a little congested. But
we did have a line.
But you know what? That's a easy kink to work
easy
out.
Easy fix. You know, I at that moment where some of my friends were there and they were standing in line and I said to them, you know what? You can buy raffles for the next 2 hours. Why don't right. you go get a drink first?
That's what
and
they exactly were like, oh, what I said. I said, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go get a drink.
Right.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, okay.
Right.
And then, you know, wait with your drink in hand.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's to your point. It's right. just yeah. easy. It's
meanwhile, Mary, your friends cleaned house. I was so happy.
Oh, yes. My gosh. I know.
They yeah. cleaned house.
Oh, yeah. my God. Who won the I painting of the room? Laura was it your friend?
It was Heather.
Heather what?
Heather won the painting of the room.
Is that who?
Yes, she did.
Love her.
And she yeah. was jumping up and down.
Oh, so she's buying. She's one of our clients, yep. and she's buying one of our listings.
Yes.
Oh, and her. So she's so amazing. Excited because she's redoing the basement, and so she's going to have both rooms painted
yeah.
off a donation.
I mean, I'll jumping that's up and
amazing.
Down.
Amazing. And yes, she won the Shoveltown one, and yep. she and her boyfriend go to Trivia Night at Shoveltown on Friday nights.
Amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
I'm so happy Laura Lee won Yolanda's.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. She had a question. She's like, what is it? Because it's there was highlights. No card, right?
We lost it.
Okay.
So just yeah. have them. She can
it
just
was
call.
A month long loss.
I'll text her and I'll just say call.
Okay.
Call mother.
Okay.
Yeah. And you'll tell Orlando.
Yeah. I mean, Orlando's perfect for Laura Lee.
Oh. Right.
It will be a great match.
Yeah. Yes. Think about how many people we have that can do our hair that are right? supportive of
us. And Brookie was there.
Who won right? the Dyson? Was,
yep. She does all of our hair.
Our best friend Alexa won yep. that as well.
Yes. We're so fortunate.
Does Alexa already go to Brooke?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she yeah. Done,
but, yeah.
Yeah, Cody Pickering's okay. wife, Brie, won the Dyson.
Yes. Yes. And she won something
and
else.
And she won Amelia. Oh, she was wife? All excited.
Yes. Yeah.
That's his wife. And he I didn't realize he did a really
a
awesome, yeah,
like, who premium raffles.
That was oh the most sought after
if,
of all
whoever's listening, if you know Elizabeth Starr, she is like the most
she's
amazing
a local
person
woman,
ever.
Hermeson.
And she
people
deserved
know
that.
She's like a celebrity.
Yes.
I think
the entire room felt the same way.
Yes. Everyone was like yeah. crying and screaming that she won.
Yeah.
It was.
She's just heart of gold. I'm so
right.
happy for
yes.
her.
Oh,
yeah.
So she won so that. Thrilled.
That I forget who won boardroom tickets.
Jody Bryant.
Oh. That's your friend. Your,
yep.
your peeps.
Yep.
So wonderful. Well, now, yeah.
I mean, this is the part that I love is that, you know, we're in real estate. We love what we do. And, you know, the people that partner with us to provide these mm-hmm. awesome raffles are, you know, things dedicated to enhancements of homes.
Right.
And, like, but that's who's coming. Like, that's who's there. Like, Bossy donated a septic pump.
Ben.
Pinkowitz oh my God!
Won the septic pump.
Right. He goes. Good luck, Chris. I make ape duties.
Chris is like great. But like thinking about how many people from the office came, like I would love to give that as a gift for, you know, your first pump's on me.
Oh yeah, your first pump, baby.
Right. There's so many things you can yeah. say with that.
We right. I think our raffles were unmatched this year.
How about Steve Stein gave up the
yeah.
And Josh Godfrey
oh,
won.
I go,
could
oh,
there yep. be a better
no.
person
well,
to win?
What?
That's
so going to
turn into a business partnership.
It is. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah.
I'm not kidding. I am so happy for the both of them.
Like, it's
yeah,
funny
I know.
How those
it's
things kind of
I'm
mess
like, Josh,
up, right?
I'm like,
it's like they're
I went
meant
to Steve.
Yes.
I go, Steve, you're going to love Josh. And I realized,
oh, yeah.
I go, Josh, you're going to love Steve.
So
and they were both like great guys.
Business connections were made last night.
Totally. In addition to everything else, I mean.
In addition to the fun. And every year, even our first little year, we sold out.
Yeah.
We sell out every year.
Well, and Frank Altieri came up and he said, thank you for hosting here at Shoveltown.
He did.
A lot.
He was very appreciative.
I will say, Weinstein Keach can pack a room.
We
know how to
pack
a room.
in two seconds.
So my friends were coming. I said, listen, they said, what do we wear? I said, you come casual.
Dealer's choice.
I want you to be prepared. It's going to be loud and chaotic and wicked fun.
Wicked fun.
Yep.
And that's kind of what even it is.
Sean,
this is your stuff.
Even Sean Hennessy.
Sean Hennessy came. Yep.
Oh, my God. What a job.
Big mitts. He gets his tickets.
Yep.
He said, where do I go with these? And he put him in.
Yep.
He said, hello, hello, hello. Yep. And then he disappeared.
I said, Sean, I want to marry a West Point man. He goes, okay. And then he left.
All right, perfect.
And that was it.
He came, did his job, and he left.
That was it. Yeah.
He I did. Said, Sean, he you did have say a beautiful family. Could have stayed. You have a beautiful wife. I said, you're so. He goes, thank you. Meredith goes, yeah, you're right.
You do. Your wife like, is stunning.
Yes.
Yeah.
All true.
He rarely comes to events.
Okay. Yeah. We have to talk about something else that was really successful.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had said in the second year that people wanted to partner with us and all that. So we created the option of sponsoring. Mm. And our
brilliant
partners at SKM.
Wait, Brookie, weren't you out one night and delivered. You saw?
No, it was me and Alexa.
Well, girls, yeah, so
we were out with Micah about? Maloney.
So we were at Stoneforge.
We were supporting our...
We were supporting another attorney. His name's Kaveh. He works, he's mostly in the Dorchester office.
We were supporting his event.
So he's also at SKM. He had a big birthday party, but also kind of was tying an SKM to it, you know, to get business, yeah. Of course.
There
so
was the some girls, so you girls were doing what you do best, networking.
So of course we went. We saw Mike Maloney, who we love, who is the M in SKM Title Services.
Mm.
And he said, you know what, girls? My wife used to work for St. Jude's. I love you girls. You're so supportive of us.
This is a brilliant
cause.
We're
going to give you $5,000.
Amazing.
We were screaming, hugging him, jumping up and down.
And he is, I said, you know, this is a partnership. This isn't even a cold. This is premier.
He was our one. So SKM was our one and only.
So that's what really kicked it off.
Amazing.
And then we had others that joined in as well.
Yeah.
You know, we had
Wendy from, Wendy and Dan from Vieira and, I can't say Dijon Filippo in Easton, that law firm. And they're amazing.
Meanwhile, in Dan Vieira, you know, he was there and he was popping around and he was so excited.
I love that he comes.
Yeah.
And you know what?
It's just such a good networking event.
It was so amazing. And we had our SKM partners there and we had, you know, our premium raffle donators.
Yeah.
You know, we had CJ Pickering Enterprises. Hub Maintenance.
We had ACS. With Billy Adams Company donated a lot.
Billy said, I cannot make it, but girls, I'm sending five guys and they are going to bring their cash for raffle.
Yeah.
We said, brilliant. And we said, we hope they're single.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Billy failed to mention. Billy failed to mention that he was sending the intern. He's not even out of college yet.
Billy.
What year did you graduate?
They were.
I'm an intern.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Lenny loved them.
Yeah.
She's like, I love the ACS guys.
We had a great raffle from Dave and Karen Howe. They own Dorenzo.
Some
and
people might be
Village
sitting next
Beach.
To Taylor Swift on Sunday from that raffle.
Right.
Yeah. And
so I'm in a little bit of a conundrum.
We're back to the complaining conundrum.
Alex has a conundrum.
I think.
How many tickets is it?
It's four.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go.
Were you invited?
Yeah.
So she was invited. And so we have the annual Weinstein Hanukkah party this year. Now, originally, it never would have been this date if there was a Patriots game because we wouldn't have picked this date. There was not a Patriots game because the Patriots game was the following Monday night.
Correct.
But since the Patriots are having a tough time this year, they removed the Monday night game. I forget
like,
what it's
really?
Called.
And Monday night football.
It's Monday night football. I think they call it a flex.
Mm.
And they
Is this
moved
true?
It to Sunday. Yeah, it's called. Yes,
Sunday,
Adam said yes. And they moved the game to Sunday.
1
so
o'clock.
Now I said, oh my God, because Brooke and I are season ticket holders.
We are.
So we
and
sit
cousin
together.
And cousin Joshy, who was supposed to
Right. Run. And so I said, well, now it's 50-50 if I'm going to go to the party because I, you know, there's only so many hometown games. So now Alexa's been invited to sit in the luxury box.
With her friend that won the premium
Why
raffle.
Can't you just
And so Alexa
the Hanukkah party?
There's like 45 people.
It's too big. Weinstein Hanukkah party. This has been, I think I remember the first time I met Alexa. I'm going to the Weinstein Hanukkah party in 2003.
Yes.
And
but you know what?
Alexa's
I go every
go to
single
the
year.
She's going to go. It's all right.
We're
going to have fun.
I think, yeah. I mean, Brookie's going to go. I have to go.
Listen, I'm 18 rows behind the end zone. I don't care about the box. I think it's a wonderful thing, but I like to be in the grunt of it, to be honest.
I just think when am I ever going to have this experience again, ever?
I mean, it has a parking pass included.
We might be calling Darren Striggles.
You can go right out the back entrance with his
What do you think? I was going to call you this morning.
He's VIP. Well,
Meredith's exhausted from the whole conversation.
Anyways, moving on.
Would you go?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
You know what? I will say family is everything to me, and I make an effort with my family the entire year. I don't just wait till the one Weinstein Hanukkah
she's
party.
She's in touch with everybody.
I literally go to my little cousins all the
She goes to Needham. She's all over.
I don't think she's going to question that decision.
This is pretty exciting opportunity for you to go.
Yeah. And Taylor's.
Who else will go? Do you know yet? So you and Alexa.
So Alexa's roommate, Sam.
From college.
Yep. Who Brady Manoni has a massive crush on.
Mm. Are we allowed to say that?
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. It's out in the open.
What did he say last night? The grass is greener on the other side.
Oh, he's very happy. So she's going to go. And then I think.
You get one ticket left.
Sally, probably.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Sal, I mean,
Brookie, who
are
you bringing?
Well, are you going to bring Dee?
I can either bring Damien. I can bring anyone. Yeah. So, I mean we'll whatever, we'll figure it out. Yeah. We haven't figured it out.
But then we'll all tailgate together. Like, it'll be so much fun.
Listen, I wish I had a boyfriend to bring, but you know what? I'll go have fun with my friends.
We have to do our wedding vision boards.
Correct.
No, I think before the first.
Over Christmas week, like when things are quiet.
Yeah, you around?
I'm around. All right. I think we need to do
it. I'll go get the supplies.
Please, I'm begging.
What is this?
We're doing a vision board.
Meredith's head is spinning. Okay. We're going to do boyfriend and wedding vision boards for 2024.
Can we hold that 1 second? Sure. We just got to finish with the football game.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but I have a new crush.
Hang on.
Tommy DeVito from the Giants.
Alexa.
Okay. No offense, but. So you're both going to go to the football game. Are you going to go?
So I had originally said it was 50-50.
Now she's going.
But I'm going to.
Steffi, we're going to have a
80-20 in the camp of going.
Mother's divorced from, that's all right.
I mean, it's a wonderful thing. I ordered the bagel platter.
Great.
I'm bringing 2 dozen sliced bagels with lax spread. So you guys are all going to the game on Sunday.
And then where will you pregame?
Well, the girls.
It depends.
Yeah.
You have a standing reservation.
No, I don't.
Oh. You can't get reservations. Some people like to sit down.
What's wrong with your eye?
I have to wink at you because we can't talk about.
Well, we might go somewhere for a drink. We're gonna figure it all.
We're gonna figure it out.
Okay. So you're not going to Tavolino's. Where will you two go prior to the game starting?
Depends. Honestly, I've actually lucked out every single time that I've been to these games. I know somebody that has the full setup of tailgating. So
really?
Yes, every
single time. Who do you think will this year?
You mean you're going to tailgate on Route 1?
I've done it 3 times this year.
Well, hello. Army Navy, Mayor and I, right across the street. We were doing the ice luge.
Go in right by Warm Town.
On Route 1, and we walked right across.
Well, I've said this over Stephanie and over again. I don't do Route 1. The location, though, was...
Prime.
It was Prime. Sick. It was
I think it's A-50
right across the street. It was
No, even better.
I think it's like A-51. It was just walked straight across the street.
When I tell you, we literally went...
Oh, that's way better.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I called Mayor. Oh, my God, your car's locked my entire back.
Oh, yeah, I was on the phone with her.
I go, Mom. She was telling me to call a client. I go, I can't talk about this.
What did you do?
And then I called Mayor. And Mayor goes, oh, went on the phone, unlocked it, done.
No, I had my key.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to get an accepted offer. I'm like, Alexa, pull yourself together.
I'm in the porta potty. I'm like, hello, hi. I just wanted to call you that we have an accepted offer. And then God only knows what else I said.
Okay, go. Let's stay focused. Okay, so you may tailgate in the parking lot.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. Well, we'll figure it out. It's only Wednesday, so we need to figure out what we're gonna do.
Do you anticipate that it'll be cold?
I don't know. Ugh. That doesn't bother me. What I'm most excited for
you look adorable in
is
a hat, so it doesn't
I love
matter.
My baseball hat, and I love the chicken tenders for $12.95. I think it's a fabulous deal.
Where?
At Gillette Stadium.
Okay.
I mean, you can't $12.95. They're meaty and delicious. Yeah. I adore them.
Delicious.
Sunday warm. Now, you'll be fine.
Sunday's 48.
I had the vodka lemonades, and they were.
Oh, no, strong, good.
Not great. They were just very acidic.
CJ? Oh wait, out of the can?
At the bar.
Oh my God. So we went to
the vodka bar.
Brooke and
no,
I.
No, I don't know. My friends were like, "What do you want to drink?" I said, "I don't know. Get me a drink." And they got me that.
So the real ones go to DraftKings, and we see CJ.
He pours
a heavy pour, and then he told Brooke and I, "Why don't you come to my car after the game? We'll take some shots."
Oh.
We said, "Oh no, thank you, but thanks for the invite."
Yep. Oh. So we've totally digressed this conversation into football Sunday.
Well, because I wanted to know who.
Well, we were
Alexa
talking about
Vasco won.
Right.
Right.
And the premium
that's
raffle.
Who was going to go. Right.
Yep.
So moving forward with the premium raffle, then the other one, tell me about what the boardroom is.
So that is
ACS, an exclusive Billy Adams thing.
Yes. Billy Adams donated that. That is two tickets. And it's essentially the same thing, I believe. It's a whole catered event.
It's okay. Yeah, like a private suite that's like open.
But it wasn't a specific day, right?
Any regular season game.
So that's awesome that they can pick if they want Celtics or Bruins.
Okay.
So if they're huge Bruins people, if they're Celtics, you can pick.
Got it.
So your friend will just can email Billy and figure that out.
You know what someone said to me last night was, these are such great raffle prizes because you can't go online and buy these. Even if you wanted to spend $2,000 or $3,000 a ticket, you can't do that.
No, these are pub or Ticketmaster. So these are elite.
These are elite.
What was and the painting?
Right.
So the painting. My opinion of how you do it with the raffles is that it's incredible, and I hope you don't change that. I suppose you could, and it's your event. You could do it, but there's something magical about. Just having them as a raffle. And as we kind of talked about, it's interesting how the chips fall into the hands of people that it really supports. Like our friend, our client who is buying a home and is redoing two rooms in her basement. Right. And she just, by putting tickets in a basket, she won the one to get that.
Right.
Right? Yeah. It's like, it's fascinating.
It's so fascinating. And, you know, I had reached out to my cousin, Alex Tepper, who owns Hub Maintenance, and that's a maintenance company. They do residential, commercial, everything. And I was like, oh, Alex, you know, I'm doing this event. I'd love for you to, you know, be a part of it, whatever you'd like to donate. I kind of left it up to him. I was like, if you want to do like an iPad or whatever, AirPods, like just something simple. He comes back and says, we're going to do two rooms painted in the home. I didn't even think of that. I thought it was genius. Like, he came up with that, and I thought it was awesome. And, you know, it's amazing what a painted wall can do. Stephanie always says that.
It's
like,
so
the
true.
First thing you need to do is a fresh coat of paint. Yes. So I think that, it's, you know, we love to.
People were like, every year they love that.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just think that it's just, there's so much to talk about. It's so exciting. I'm like, giddy. I'm beaming. Like, what an event
we
have.
And I will say, one of the big exciting prizes of the night was what Stephanie picked, the Dyson blow dryer.
People love
a blow out. Denise Stein was praying to the Lords that she would win.
I mean,
she has thick.
I know. I was
a the long,
winner
thick mame.
Was jumping mame. Up mame. And down like she was on right. the Price is Right and just won the Showcase Showdown.
That, why is the Dyson so elite? Like, we
gotta
bring
because who would spend $400 on a hair dryer.
Honestly,
not Meredith Keach.
Right. I buy some crazy things, but that's not on my list.
No, exactly.
To me, that's outrageous.
Exactly. And that's what made it so special.
I have a knockoff from Amazon.
After.
You do? Yeah. What do you have, the shark?
No, it's my mom gave it's legit a knockoff.
Oh my gosh. I thought I was buying a Dyson.
Sort of for $50.
Right.
But, well, she's like, I can't wait. She's like, I'm going to use it tomorrow morning. I'm so excited.
I wonder if her hair will look different.
We should have
a before.
Jess has the Dyson and her hair looks spectacular.
Well, Jess
has
always looks good.
I'm lazy. I go to Brooke Seminow and get my hair blown out.
Yeah, I have been getting the weekly blowout. It's been life changing.
Never forget when Shay Hennessy asked for a weekly blowout.
As she should.
Oh, she did not.
At 12 years old.
She's so iconic.
Meredith had to say, no thanks.
I mean, I'm 56. I just started. So if she started getting them. You know what's fascinating is Lois Jane Pavlakis never once in 81 years ever washed her own hair.
Oh.
In the shower.
Yeah.
She never washed her hair in the shower.
This is
so when she was a little girl, her mother would wash her hair in the sink.
People do.
And then blow
she
it
had
out.
That thick curl,
and as
thick curls.
As she got older, she never ever, she only washed her hair in the sink, never washed her hair in the shower. And then probably I think in her 30s, she started going to the hair salon.
It was
once a week
to get a blowout.
Yep.
Right.
So she never, she never washed her hair in the shower.
That's amazing.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. When I would go to Florida, there would be no, there's no.
There's no shampoo.
No.
Lois didn't wash her hair.
Wow, interesting.
It's a store-bought hairdo.
I kind of like to wash my hair in the shower.
Well,
feel
not enough, but it's a lot of work, too.
My mother always had her hair was so thick and it was just hard.
Well, yeah, so always so put
my
together.
Hair longer. It's 35 to 40 minutes.
It takes a long time.
What it takes you guys, right?
Oh my God.
That's my Brooke mine
said
was longer.
She, everyone else, she does 30 minutes. For, I'm sure for me and you, she has to do an hour for my hair.
You know,
because it takes it's so it's thick and it long. And
right, yeah, you girls right. have similar hair.
We do. Mine's a little bit thinner than Alexa's,
but you have a lot of long.
It is long. You know,
stunning girl.
Yep. So the Dyson and
the Dyson was
also the food was. Fantastic.
It was perfect. I barely got to eat any
people. People were loving the wings. Oh, the pretzel bites were so delicious. Yeah. I loved all the different sauces.
Around with them
I didn't eat anything.
I did not either.
I had like two
pretzels. I had an incredible piece of pizza. I don't even know what
Brooke
was on
it, but
it was so good.
Brooke was walking around with her clipboard, making sure everything was going smoothly.
Correct.
You know who took a seat back this year?
Who? Oh.
Kimmy and Bernoni.
She did.
Well, she thinks she tore her meniscus, so she had to sit down.
Oh.
No.
Wait, wonder.
Kimmy. No wonder. Yeah.
I was going to say, Kimmy was not walking around like her usual.
I said,
Kimmy.
Wow, Kimmy's really taking a back seat.
No, it was the meniscus. It was
her hair looked fabulous.
And she had a blowout.
Yeah.
From Brooke Semino.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, she did get up because she was like, I'm itching to sell some raffle tickets. So she was marching around at one point.
She
couldn't
take
the line.
She can't.
She couldn't take the line. She said, I got to get up.
She said, this line is
meniscus torn or not. She said, I'm getting up. So
when will we find out about the meniscus?
She has an MRI on Friday.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my mother-in-law just had hers fixed.
Oh,
it was easy. It'll be, I was going to say
it was easy. They do it arthroscopic. They go in. You're walking when you leave.
Yep.
And no more pain.
No more pain. And,
yes,
well,
Brookie.
I just wanted to say too that we had some additional sponsors that were new this year. We had Shoveltown Home Inspection.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yep.
That was a big one.
Did Dean
wait a minute
to come? Did we take it?
What did they give?
$500. They were bronze.
So wonderful.
Yep. So Dean. Yep. $500.
Thank you, Dean.
I know.
Dean Murphy.
And it was a beautiful thing. Yep. All stemming from a one home inspection.
You know what? You
and
girls,
a lunch.
And a lunch.
Don't forget about the lunch.
I mean, they've been one of my top.
Don't forget about the buffalo chicken wrap.
For a long time.
I love a buffalo chicken
wrap. I was in awe about the buffalo chicken wrap. I couldn't believe it.
Alexa didn't know you had a buffalo chicken wrap.
What did you want me to eat? A salad?
Right.
I
no.
Just, I
you
know.
Girls know how to get raffles.
That's right.
Can
you
we say how much
do
we
not
raise?
Say no to these girls.
Yeah.
No,
maybe at the very end.
We want to say how much we raise this year.
Well, we don't.
How much longer?
A couple more minutes.
We have like another 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think we should keep the people waiting.
Can we talk about if you go on a date?
Oh, here
Let's
we go.
Let's kind of transition
I was
out
waiting.
For a minute.
We're 43 minutes in and now we're talking
yeah.
about dating.
All
I can't
right,
believe
go
it's
ahead,
been this
Mary.
Far.
You go on a date. What do you order for food? Or what do you, more importantly, what would you never order for food on a date?
I'd probably say something, not that I'm dating.
With
something
your hands.
Green. You don't want to get anything stuck in your
Well,
teeth.
No, I don't want to be messy.
Like fish.
Like a oh, burger right. would be too much, I think.
Yes, I agree.
Like, I don't, I would get like.
I would eat normally. I'm very comfortable with the way
too.
I eat, so I don't care. Like, I'll eat what I want.
But I think I don't need to be wiping my face, messy, dripping. So I think something like that.
How about, what's an ick when guys go on a date that, like, they order? Because I went on a date.
I
was sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
And the guy that I was with ordered a bone-in
ribeye
steak.
Seriously?
At the bar.
Like, it sounds like something Anthony would do.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. What? We're at La Cucina. Can't you just get like the vanilla vodka and move
not
along?
Oh, him. Oh, God.
I was like, that's insane.
He wanted a bone-in ribeye.
Bone-in. I'm like, we're not at the Capitol.
Wait,
bar.
But I went on a date and the man took the ketchup and put it on his hamburger and then spread it with the finger.
No way.
Yep.
Are we going to say
was
who?
That, you were done.
No. Should we say who it was?
That's an immediate ick for me.
I came home and told mother and she said, sometimes you have to overlook these things.
Wait. I don't know if I could see past that one.
Well, you know, okay, so you're saying, ladies, you're saying that
you know,
eating manners might be a kiss of death for you.
Well, don't be a slob pig, yeah.
Okay.
I will
But you
say,
know what I do like? If I'm going on a date, I like drinks and a few apps.
Yeah,
I don't think we need a full sit-down mac
first
and cheese
date vibe
steak.
With like, yeah,
we don't,
casual.
I don't need to get a full chicken parm.
Well, yeah, but that's a problem if you're going out for lunch. What kind of app? You can't do a drink and apps for lunch.
That's why I got a buffalo chicken wrap.
You were smart.
I would have got a turkey wrap, but yeah.
Yeah, it's the same
I
thing.
Like buffalo
same thing,
chicken.
Yeah.
Right,
you
it's the same
it's,
thing.
You, yes. Yeah, you have. You can't
with
get
my
app.
Seltzer water.
If you're well, that's because
would
we're not disclosing.
Would you get a salad?
I would get like a salad, not boring. I would get like a, you know, if it was like one of those like tacos, I don't know, like something
with a bunch delicious. Of
tacos.
Yes. So you don't even eat taco salad.
Yes, I do.
When's the last time you had a taco salad?
I don't know, but I like them.
You like Taco Bell.
I don't think you like tacos.
Oh my God.
If someone was like, do you want to go to Taco Bell KFC on our first date? I would be like, marry me now.
Really?
That's all it takes for Alexa Weinstein. Whereas Brookie has a little bit higher standards.
I would say so.
Yeah. Maybe second date Taco Bell. Yeah.
I mean, really?
What type of chivalry do you expect?
I mean, at least hold the door open for us.
The bar's low.
Oh, if they ever asked to split, I would like be horrified.
So you expect.
I've stopped offering. I used to be like, do you want to split? But what if they said yes?
So you would expect them to pay
yes.
when you go out to lunch or dinner on a date?
Yes. I mean, if they're asking you out on a date,
yes.
they should pay.
Agreed.
Okay, so it comes down to who asked.
Well, I think that at some point it's kind of like if you're 1, 2, 3 dates in, the guy's paying. After that, if I want to say, well, want to go grab breakfast, I'll pick up the breakfast or something like that.
Somebody said, yeah, I won't go out with them if they can't pay. That means they can't afford me.
Mm, well, okay.
You know what? I don't hate that.
Me neither.
How about little things like opening the door for you?
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, I mean, I don't need the chair, but
you don't need the chair.
If they didn't open the door for me, like if it slammed back, I'd be like, oh my God.
Well, I do think it's sweet when people show that they care, you know, that they want to do more.
What about, okay, so say you met someone on Hinge, you're talking. What if they were like, I'll pick you up before? That I think is a little weird. If you don't know them and you met online.
And what if they picked you up in a pickup truck?
Correct. That doesn't bother me.
What, like a F-350? I'd love that.
With okay. some yeah, mass- I think for the first date or two, you meet someone like there. And then after
that's
that.
What I would say. And then if it's
back in the day, it would be rude to meet you there.
Yeah,
back
but now,
in the day,
right. I don't know
when
you.
I was younger. I now it's I know, but I'm just saying it's changed.
I don't want to go in your yeah. Like
no. I'll
just so you'd prefer
you need an escape
for a few dates to meet someone meet
there. We'll meet
the
there.
Guy there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I think that's normal.
Yes.
I like that. Well, and too, like if you're living in the city, like
I mean, it would just be easy. Yeah. Like if we're going like a gallery, I would probably just walk.
At what point would you kiss a guy after lunch or would it be after dinner?
Ooh. I would smooch after lunch.
Lunch.
I would too.
You know what? If he was cute and we had a great time and he leaned in, I would not be leaning away.
I agree. Okay. I agree.
I mean, but I kiss all my friends. Like we do the Jewish kiss. Like I don't.
Okay.
What's the Jewish kiss?
So you don't hold much stock in a kiss.
No.
Whoa, this is getting weird.
Like, okay. Like we do, I do that to her every time I see her. It's, right. And it's an Italian thing,
right? Okay. Right, it's basically touching of the cheek.
It's the Italian thing. It's like
it is the touching of the cheek.
Cheeks, not lips.
Cheek air kiss.
No, correct. We don't do lips. Correct. Auntie Harriet does lips. I'll do lips with her.
Okay.
The Weinstein family, they do.
They do those.
Tongue? No tongue?
No tongue. They just like a kiss on the lips.
Okay. You know what?
I didn't grow up like that, so I turn my head.
Okay.
I used to. Now I don't turn anymore. You know, with Auntie H.
Alexa's too tired to turn. She'll take it straight to the lips, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would kiss Auntie H on the lips.
Of course I would. Yeah.
She's an icon.
We got to get Auntie H on here.
If we could get her on, it would be.
Oh, my gosh.
That would go viral.
Absolute riot.
Now, for a lunch date, or quite frankly, for a dinner date, would you meet the gentleman in your hometown where you could run into people? Or do you pick a date choice
I would. No,
farther away?
I would. Depending who it was.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't care.
They
don't care.
Yeah. Okay. Because if I see someone
like
hi,
I think I've done Corfinio once or twice. It's fine.
This is so and so.
I would just be like, oh, this is my friend Jack.
Hi Jack.
We just say friend.
Yeah, just say you don't even have to say and you then say, they this just is know. Alexa. Nice to see you.
Yeah. I wouldn't that's fine.
If somebody has any social cues, they'll realize what's going on.
Exactly.
And they'll say hello and move it along.
Mm. Honestly, a lot of people don't have social cues.
Well, then someone asked. I was at Corfinio with Daniel, who's on our team, and someone asked if we were dating.
Oh, my God.
Amy. He doesn't really like me in that way.
Mm. Oh.
Because Daniel's a boyfriend.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So I said that. How do you, I mean.
Just say no.
No cues there.
If he says, you say no, and then hopefully they'll move it along.
Yes.
Correct.
Right.
I love to just move it along.
Yep. Keep it pushing.
Onward.
I mean, this is fascinating stuff.
I know. It's a weird dynamic that we're in with this.
I haven't been on a date in a
while. Same. I'm itching.
So just like in our work, if you were to say to me, I need some business, well, how do you go prospect for a date?
You have to put the work in.
We go on Bumble.
You girls aren't putting the work in.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can find someone on Instagram, like not like in that weird way, but like,
I just fixed someone up.
Oh.
Yep. My friend called me and we started talking and she said, I have a son. He's 26. Would you date 26? Rookie? Well, Alexa will not.
It sounds like you just set this person up.
So. Well, I'm just asking in general.
Well, my mom.
Oh.
I mean.
Well, all right. Well, now I know.
They have to be very mature.
I wouldn't be jumping for joy. But.
He's in finances. He lives in the Back Bay.
Oh.
Well,
I'm into that.
Can we go back just a minute? So you go to the apps is how you find someone. So basically.
Or Instagram, Alexa said.
Well, yeah. Like you can.
Insta?
Like, I feel like I talk to, like, a few people that are, like, here and there, but then, I don't know.
They slide
so you're
into
just
DM.
Going through, press like, scrolling to see, oh, this person looks cute, that person looks cute.
Right.
And that's where you're going to pick it up.
Like, acquaintances, sometimes you can be like, oh, yeah, we should grab a drink sometime.
Right. You know,
if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, one of my very close friends from college reconnected with someone from, you know, from college through Instagram, just like, hey, how are you? Yes. I saw you in this photo, whatever. Like, want to grab a drink? And they're living together now.
So what about tennis? Have you found that there are single people at tennis?
Actually, so I do the clinics on Thursday nights. And at 7:30, this group of guys comes in. And there are some younger men.
Rookie was claiming snacks.
They were cute. They were cute. So I haven't, you know, obviously I'm not at their level, so I can't play with them. They do their own thing. But, you know, I'm there and they're there. So I try to be consistent and go on Thursday nights so that the more they see me, maybe someone will feel inclined to make a move.
Yeah. I think of face-to-face or, hey, I'd like you to meet someone. I know this person and I feel good about it is a good way to meet people.
I feel like it's tough for the guys to make a move.
I don't feel bad for them.
If you're a little shy.
Well, I mean, it feels nice when somebody approaches you. So they need to be a little bit more confident.
Boys, you need to step up to the plate.
Well, right. I think roles are changing as they have been. I mean, it's not even, not revealing something, you know, profound here.
Things are different now. It's a way different ballgame.
Yeah, like I told Alexa to reach out to someone and I'm like, well, just say, when do you want to grab a drink? Or let's grab a drink.
I did.
And she did it twice. And he's like, yeah.
And then nothing.
How about next time you say, would you like to grab a drink on Thursday? You have to be concrete and.
But how many times am I supposed to like?
Then you move it along. I will say I have a massive crush on Jared Fried, who's a comedian from Needham. He lives in New York City. Oh. And
he's Jewish.
Yeah, he is Jewish. He's wonderful. He's cute.
He shortened his last name. That's fine.
He is what? Apparently, I don't know. Maybe
apparently
eight.
Not.
I don't know. Did he?
Probably.
Okay, keep going.
Was Friedman. He dropped the men.
Okay,
he dropped them in.
Okay.
And anyway, so he has a podcast, whatever. I don't really listen to the podcast. I'm more of a passive fan. I think he's funny, whatever. I follow him on Instagram. One of my friends texted me saying, Jared's doing this thing where if you write an email in and, you know, they'll select a few emails, they'll read it aloud and Jared will pick to go on a date with one person.
Rookie.
That he likes the email. So I put in an email. And I don't know. We'll see. I mean, outside my comfort zone.
When did you put the email in?
I sent it yesterday morning.
You didn't tell me that.
Can we get him on the podcast?
Absolutely.
Can we Skype?
Absolutely.
Adam, can we Skype somebody for the podcast?
I feel like he would love to just kind of be here in person.
I love this.
Can you please, Brookie, reach out to him immediately?
Well, can we wait to see if I get the date or
no.
not?
No.
I mean, how fun is it meeting new people? Even
it's
if you like... Don't
Brookie wrote the email. I'm so proud of you.
Have a family together.
He's like a proud mother. I tried to be creative.
You have to do these things. To go for it because fear, right?
Yeah.
You'll just be held back in your life if you're afraid or what are they going to think?
Right.
You just have to go for it.
Right.
So your whole world will open up on a daily basis.
You just never know.
If you just go for it.
Yep.
Be confident and go for it.
Yeah.
And what's your goal in these dates?
I want to get married.
Find a husband.
I'm like, I want to. I'm dating to marry.
Find a husband and start a family.
Yeah.
So you're looking for some. You're when you go on these dates at this point in your life, you're looking for a life partner.
I'm looking for a boyfriend who turns fiance, who turns husband.
Got it.
Correct. We're done with that. We're done with the casual.
So when you are having conversations, are you asking them point questions that would, like, interview questions?
Like your non-negotiable list.
Yeah, I think in a smooth way, like, it's kind of sometimes it just naturally, like, in your mind, you're checking things off and saying yes or no through conversation instead of saying, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you have a sister? Do you have a brother? Do you like dogs? Do you like cats? What's your favorite food? Things that just come up through experiences and conversations get checked off the list.
Is it like, I feel like you know immediately when you meet somebody. You do. It's just like when our buyers walk into a house and we tell them all the time, you're going to know immediately when you walk into the house, you're going to get goosebumps and you're just going to know it's the one. So I feel like it's exactly the same when you're meeting, when you go on a date. It's not like, kind of like, I don't know, maybe I'll.
And even if that person does get you excited and you feel like that, like, we're not, I mean, I'm not going to, like, stop myself and, like, say, like, I'm not going to still chase that person. I'm going to go live my life and see what's next if somebody isn't capitalizing on what's in front of them.
True that. Brilliant. This is mic drop. This.
How much did you guys raise last night?
Drum roll. $21,650.
Can you believe it?
We've you doubled.
Okay.
Congratulations.
$1,000.
Year after year, you've doubled. Year after year, you've doubled.
Yes. Over $21,000.
That is incredible.
We should go for 30 next year.
And just we're gonna think do it. That first year, five we grand. Were screaming over five.
I know.
Screaming that, over five.
That all like makes me want to cry.
Who need it? It's
yeah.
Girls.
A nice check. I told Brooke,
we need to take you girls out for lunch. You work so hard. You did all this. And what did you say, Brooke?
I said, Stephanie, really? There's absolutely no need. We don't need to go to lunch.
I'd like to go to lunch.
We'll take the lunch. I'll take it.
I appreciate the thought, but
can we not go to lunch today? Meredith and I already ate breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, I already ate too. Yeah.
No, not today. But
I'd like to do a ladies' lunch.
Yes.
Ladies who girls deserve it.
Yeah. Sam too.
Sam.
We're so fortunate that we are led by such strong team leaders that support us in these type of activities. And it all starts. Meredith and Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. And that is on.
And then to the kids.
Yeah. We love you guys.
Oh, we do.
All right. That's it. Like I said, to wrap, we get closed up early now.
We do. We have
we'll
to close
up shop.
Right. Who is it? Who's the governing body? FAA. What is it called that makes us do a thing early? You were telling me earlier.
It's a committee. That's all we need to know.
Some committee said we had to can it.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
So wrap it up. So that's what it is. Well, congratulations again, girls.
Thank you.
You worked your butts off and put on another amazing event.
Thanks for having us. We are so proud of you. So proud.
We're looking forward to seeing what you guys do next year for the St. Jude's event.
If you decide to do it next year.
We're doing it.
All for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Yep.
Yay.
Yay.
Thanks, everyone.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.